calming me. Thank you. Mercy. I'm Curtis, a compulsive eater. I've been in the fellowship for just a little bit over 10 years, and I've heard people, when they introduce themselves, say that I'm a grateful compulsive overeater. And I've always sort of marveled at that, that somebody would say I'm grateful. I would say that one of the things that I've learned in the time that I've been here is just what that means, because gratitude is really at the heart of my message and my presence here, because this recovery, this journey that I've been on, is really only possible because I'm in these rooms and with all of you. And I love the Roseanne prayer that we say at the end of this meeting, and that many meetings say, I put my hand in yours, and together we can do what we could never do alone. I really believe that. That's certainly been my experience. And as I've witnessed other people who've been sharing this journey, that's been true for them as well. To qualify, from 2005 till 2008, I spent most of my time on the side of Mount Tamalpais. I think I probably walked about 3,000 miles during those 3 years. I started out, I weighed 260 pounds, and at the end of the third year, I was 170 pounds. Sounds beautiful. What I was doing was I was restricting my food, and I was doing a lot of walking. It was only later that I realized what I was doing is called exercise bulimia. I hadn't appreciated that. But what I was doing was I was walking for 8 months. I wasn't drinking. I was eating a very limited diet and putting 35 miles a week on my body. And then November would come, the rain would come, I'd stop walking. Maybe it was time, you know, it's nice to have something to tipple when Thanksgiving comes around, so a little bit of whiskey, a little bit of whatever, a little bit of wine. The little bit of food, of course, meant food was easier to pick up. And so what happened each year was I would lose X number of pounds, and then over the winter I'd gain 10%, 20%, 30% of what I'd lost. And in March of 2008, I'd gone from 170 to 196. I'd gained 26 pounds over those 4 months. And it was spring was coming, it was beautiful, the trails were out there, and I could not face them again, because by the end of each of those 3 years, I was crying on the trail. It wasn't fun to me. It was this hard, hard work that I was doing in order to get weight. And what I did that spring was I looked for OA. Now, I'd looked for OA a number of years ago, but they didn't have a website at the time. They had a telephone number that you could call. I called the telephone number. They said there was a newcomers meeting, but they didn't tell me where it was, and I could leave my name and number, which I did, and nobody called me back. This time, there was a website. There was a list of meetings. And I came to this meeting, a Saturday meeting, March of 2008, and I listened to the people in the room. I saw you, and I knew I was home. I've said before that my body is the battleground and food is the weapon of choice. That has been my life journey. My weight has gone up and down and up and down for all of those years. So I came here, I knew I was in the right place. I mean, I had spent years in therapy, years of spiritual practice. I got a graduate degree in psychology. I did all of this to try to come to terms with my demons, and my demons include early childhood sexual abuse that went on for years, that has taken me years to unpack. I wasn't ready to do what was called upon by being here until I'd gone through all of that. But when I arrived, I've sometimes described myself as a piece of ripe fruit ready to fall from the tree. I was ready to do what was called for here. Got a sponsor, I did really intense step work, and despite all of the other things I'd done, I found things that I hadn't appreciated or hadn't understood. You know, it was easy for me to say my mother didn't protect me, she wasn't a good mom, but it was possible for me as I was doing this step work to see. But out of that experience, I ended up being a bit of an asshole, and I had some real amends to make to her for what I did, what I put her through, for all of the years afterwards. So that was really a wonderful experience for me. People will sometimes talk about the pink cloud, and I certainly was on it. I didn't go back on the trails. I was eating. That's 5 minutes. Wow. I was eating well. I dropped weight. It was all good. I was very involved in the fellowship and in the program. But then the weight started coming back, and then I realized that the food plan that I had wasn't really an honest food plan. And I mean, this is one of the things, if you're in program long enough, you'll hear it happening over and over again. You may have an idea about what food you can handle, what situations you can handle, but it's when you live the program that you begin to see, oops. I remember going to a meeting in San Francisco, a Wednesday meeting, and somebody talked about her love affair with cheese, and it was like, duh. I was having a love affair with cheese too, and it was sort of like, you know, at the beginning of the program, my sponsor, and a lot of sponsors will do this, they will say, I want you to create a list of red light, yellow light, green light foods and situations that you get in trouble. It was a very wonderful exercise. And I've also heard people say that every food that's on the yellow light list is a food you haven't honestly been willing to accept as a red light food. So those blocks of cheese that kept calling to me in the wintertime, they could not be in my refrigerator any longer. So the process was an unfolding process. Now, my home meeting is the Monday morning meeting, and that's a step study meeting. And what we do every week is we read one step from the OA 12x12. And once a month we read the tradition of the month. So in the 10 years that I've been here, I don't know, read it 40, 50 times, something like that. And the amazing thing about it is when you're reading it, it's sort of like new things come out to you. It's quite remarkable. And I went through a period of time where I was working a pretty good program, but I was not experiencing the sort of healing and recovery that I've heard people in these rooms talk about. And I had an epiphany one time when we were reading the sixth step, and it was sort of suggesting that it was not going to be through my efforting that this was going to change, that I needed to be humble enough to accept that this was an unfolding process, and that my work is to show up and do the work and to trust that it will unfold as it needs to unfold. The thing that was, I think, particularly useful for me in that was that, I mean, it's ironic too, because I grew up in the Lutheran Church, and the Lutheran Church was not a good place for me to be. Every Sunday morning, now you're talking here about a kid who'd been sexually abused and was going through and doing all kinds of things to try to survive, where they were saying every Sunday morning, I am by nature sinful and unclean. Mm-hmm. It was like that I heard every week. Well, so now I'm in a Lutheran church when I'm having this epiphany about this step. The Monday meeting and the Friday meeting is a Lutheran church. And you have to trust me that there have been times when that's been difficult for me. And I've actually had long conversations with the minister about all of it. But here, the sort of dawning realization that this is not going to happen according to my will or my time frame, it's a real invitation for humility to say that this is going to unfold as it needs to unfold, that I didn't have to put the kind of pressure on myself that I always put on myself to do it, to make it happen. So that was a real release for me that has been sort of a continuing and an evolving one. Because I think most of us who come here are hard on ourselves. I think that's the nature of this beast, that we think we're going to solve this problem somehow and it's our responsibility to do it. And the program is inviting us to trust the process, to trust the process of sharing, to trust the process of healing that happens when we do share honestly with one another. I think that the gratitude that I feel for the fellowship is largely grounded in the fact of being with all of you and listening to you share your stories and to offer support to you as you're taking your journey. So it was important for me to realize that I wasn't going to solve this problem myself, that I really needed to trust, I really needed to turn over, I really needed to continue to show up and be part of the fellowship and to do the best that I can, and that would be what was called for. So I've said along the way that I saw that the sort of three legs of the stool that supports me in this is humility and compassion and gratitude. That I was never going to do this through my unaided will, that I really was going to do it with the support of the fellowship and with the tools that we have available for us. But it's taken me a long time to really, really understand and appreciate what that's about, what that means. That being part of the fellowship, being one among many, is really where it's at, being able to be there for other people and to be able to ask for help from other people is really, really what has made a difference for me in this journey. Because, of course, I felt I had to do it alone. I think most of us do, on some level, feel that we have to solve this problem on our own. But this is hard. I mean, if this were easy, you know, if this were reading one self-help book, we would already have been done with it. But it hasn't worked that way. It certainly hasn't worked that way with me. I mean, I got a graduate degree in it, you know. That didn't solve my problems. I needed it. I would say I needed everything that I'd done along the way. But it wasn't really until I came to these rooms and found a fellowship of people who were grappling with these issues that I discovered I didn't have to do it alone. That I could sort of turn to other people, ask for help from other people, offer help to other people, that it was possible for a shift to happen. So I'm eternally grateful for the fellowship and eternally grateful for the 12 steps. And, you know, I have some resistance to the 12 steps, and people in this room who know me well understand that. I don't like some of the language in the steps. But beyond that, I believe that what is being offered here is this opportunity within the framework of this fellowship to do some deep and profound work for ourselves, to really tell the truth where we likely haven't been able to do it before, where the people that we're sharing it with are willing to meet us with an open heart. That's really the beauty of this program, and I feel as though it's been a profound gift to me. And so I was going to read something. I want to see if I still want to read it. Oh, yeah. This is from... We did a half-day event a couple of months ago, or maybe it was last year, and we were invited to do a little exercise where we would start and end with a sentence, and then we would just fill it in. And I wrote some things here. the one that I wanted to share is, if I love what is, life becomes simple. I accept myself as I am. I accept you as you are. I give freely of what I have. If I love what is, life becomes simple. That is what this program's all about. It becomes simple. But we have to get out of the way. And we only get out of the way when we're really willing to look honestly at what holds us. There's deep suffering inside this. Deep suffering for me, and I'm sure for other people in the room. So if we're willing to do this together, and there are many people in this room who've given me incredible gifts over the time, the 10 years that I've been here, we can do that for one another. We don't have to do it alone. This is a place where we can be held to do this, and it's a beautiful place. I thought when I came I was going to be here for a year and be done with this stuff. Then I found out what this is, and it was the realization, how could I ever walk away from this? It's much too beautiful. So keep coming back. It works. Trust the process. Don't give up hope. Keep coming back. Thank you.